Small Scale Gardening Day is Saturday, June 7th at the Cook County Community Center. Here with more about it are Master Gardeners Maxine Linehan and Emma Bradley. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you both with us. So the Cook County Extension and the University of Minnesota Master Gardeners partner each year for a day of workshops. And so, Max, how did this year's theme develop?
Well, we had a little tour. Master Gardeners have a lot of fun, and so we went on a tour last year to the Arboretum and down in the cities, and we saw some wonderful fairy gardens, which seemed to be all the rage. And this won't be about just fairy gardens. It'll be about small gardens, but it's a great opportunity to kind of release the inner child and have a lot of fun with gardening and on a small scale.
How is the day structured then?
Okay, on Saturday, June 7th, it's a day-long workshop. It begins at 9 in the morning with 3 one-hour presentations by a variety of small-scale gardening experts. And this is followed by a box lunch at 12:30. And then in the afternoon, 6 different demonstrations and hands-on sessions will be held, and most are geared to participants making container gardens or items that they can take home.
Okay, so Emma, you're teaching a session. Can you talk about that?
Yes, I'm teaching the moss garden. It's simple to do, and especially it can be quite dramatic and effective. We're starting with a 10-inch plant saucer, and fill it with some appropriate soil mixture for holding the moss. I'm providing all of the moss, the rocks, and the driftwood that we'll use. And I'll teach a little bit about what moss is and how to keep it fresh. It's simple and easy, but it's quite effective, and it can last for years and years until you get bored with it and you can dump it out and start over again. It lasts all year round. You can keep it outside in the summer if you want. In the winter, you can keep it indoors and just mist it.
Okay, and it'll just do just fine. It won't die like most of my houseplants during winter.
No, it's surprising. moss never dies. That's a really interesting feature about moss. It never dies. And
that's the plan I need.
It's an old, one of the earliest plants on Earth. Hmm. It's like 300 million years old.
So what about some of the other sessions?
Oh, well, I can tell a little bit about that, but Emma is a designer, so she'll bring a little bit of an artistic bent to this and show people how to place things, so it's very pleasing. Some of the other sessions are Dave Severson, who is known as Duluth's bonsai guy, and he'll guide students through planting a small tree according to bonsai basic principles, and they'll be able to take it with them. Betty Jensen will help participants plant either a miniature container garden, like a fairy garden, or a shell garden. Mark Schreier will give details about bringing model trains outdoors and how to build small-scale accessories for little landscapes. And his wife Jan will demonstrate how to assemble a tabletop fountain for people who are interested in that type of miniature gardening. So those are the afternoon sessions. In the morning, each of those speakers will be talking and showing pictures.
Okay, so you can check out what they do. Who do you think is gonna, like, who are you looking for to sign up for this, to participate in this? As I've mentioned, I can kill anything, but it sounds like there's still something that that I could do and walk away with without having to worry about.
Well, it's open to anybody who's interested over the age of 10. If you're 10-year-olds, should be accompanied by an adult. But otherwise, all the way up to grandparents, because this is a really great little theme to work with your grandkids when they're up to visit. And there are all kinds of themes that can be worked into a miniature garden. You can use man-made decor. You can just stick with plants, natural things, or man-made, and it's the variety is endless. And
little something for everyone.
Yeah,
it sounds
really
like.
Is.
So, is there a charge for this for
yes.
this day-long event?
Well, you can come in the morning or the afternoon or both. depending on what sessions you want to attend. If you want to come in the morning and then have a box lunch, it's $25. The box lunch alone is $10. And in the afternoon, there's the table fountain demonstration session is free. The Moss Container Garden and the Bringing Model Trains Outdoors session is $10. Shell Garden is $12, and the Miniature Container Garden is $30 for the make and take. Of course, you get to take it home. And, of course, the bonsai, being a little bit more complicated, that's $50 for that session.
So how do folks register if they're interested in signing up for something or looking at the list of what you got happening?
You can just call Diane Booth at the Community Center or stop off and visit her. Her phone number is
387-3015.
Aha. You can either find a brochure around town and use the there's a little thing on the back, registration form that you can fill out and mail it in if you want to, or take it in, or just do all of it over the phone.
We are speaking with Maxine Linehan and Emma Bradley, two of the master gardeners involved in a day of workshops on small-scale gardening. That's Saturday, June 7th. More information and registration with Diane Booth at 387-3015.
And I think, condo and apartment dwellers would really enjoy something like this, maybe something for their balcony or inside. This can be great. And you model railroaders, just come and see what can be done on the outside of your house, because you can find out from us where to go to see videos where you actually have cab rides of these little trains that are careening through the little miniature landscape. It's wonderful. So I think that's going to be another plus. So.
Well, excellent. Again, if you would like to sign up for that, get a hold of Diane Booth at 387-3015. She can get you information and registration. Thanks for coming in today, ladies. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
Thanks.